Sutton home, everybody. It is, let's see, August 12th, 2014, and we're talking about harmonizing, bringing peace on the planet, and we'll talk a little bit about astrology. So let's tune in. Namo Nguru Dev Namo. Namo Guru Dev Namo. Namo Guru Dev Namo. Ad Gare Name. Jigad Gare Name. Sat Gare Name. Sri Guru Dev Name. Ad Gare Name. Jigad Gare Name. Sat Gare Name. Sri Guru Dev Name. Ad Gare Name. Jigad Gare Name. Sat Gare Name. Sri Guru Dev Name. Vahe Gare. So just inhale and exhale, and our Master Yogi Bhajan says he wants to keep working with those frequencies of harmony that Dr. Lippmann's spreading around and other people are spreading, and he's saying there's a lot of angels working to harmonize the planet, harmonize people. And the planet herself, as we know, is going through so much turmoil, and partly or in large part because people, humans have a lot of power, and humans are very chaotic, emotional. Just saying that they haven't learned that all this time how to stay calm and work in harmony with nature. So that's what we're focusing on. It's not a new theme, but we keep getting more and more people aware of integrating and harmonizing, and the more we harmonize with each other and the groups harmonize with each other, the more beneficial it's going to reach more people, more places, and more things. So we'll talk a little bit about the astrology and just breathe into the field of harmony, and we'll go from there. I also thought it was very interesting that and sad about Robin Williams, that he was really under a lot of stress, obviously, that he'd been fighting depression, so I don't know, what, any more than anybody else. Just heard it on the news and tuned into his soul, and I was thinking we can chant a call for him. So we'll have I pulled his numbers up, and I thought it was interesting that he has soul of three, karma of seven, and destiny of seven. And karma of seven, it has to do with feeling overwhelmed. You can feel sevens feel everything. It comes into their auras first. So feeling overwhelmed by the world. And that feeling things so intensely and so deeply, as he obviously did with all the movies and everything he produced and being able to be so expressive. So feeling things so deeply, I'm just wondering how much he was taking on planetary things and wasn't able, because it's a karma of seven and destiny of seven, because of seven and the destiny being the same number, how much he wasn't able to experience the separation between what he was feeling personally and what he was taking on from the planet. So kind of was interested in looking at his chart. He also has a soul of three. So threes are the positive mind. So when we had our yoga teacher training, we just got done with the last 10 days. And I had everybody get into their soul groups, depending on their soul number, and it was really fun. The group of threes was just very, you could see when people were sitting together, but the group of threes that was sitting together, was that they were sparking so much happy, positive energy. It's kind of like you just wanted to go hang out with them or lay in the middle of their circle if you wanted to get healed. So it was sort of funny, but also the key phrase for three is half devil and half divine. so you can be very angelic and very devilish, and so we'll say playful at the same time. So it's just interesting that he was feeling, you know, maybe because of the karma, feeling the karma of the world so intensely that he felt cut off from his whole soul frequency, his happiness. So it was interesting.
Nurses are all busy right now. The lady, your nurse is on the phone right now.
And he had path of eight. So eight can also, eight's the pranic body. So if you're not really getting that full breath, breathing deeply, then it can have, you know, an effect on that. So the pranic field. So it was interesting to look at his chart, but when I was tuning in, I said, he's kind of in a lot of chaos. So we'll send him a call, give him some blessings, and send him on the way, and anybody else that needs our help. We'll talk a little bit first. We'll do that at the end when we chant. So it has to do with the astrology, though. The astrology, we're still in the Leo Sun, so it's continuing to have expression, and the Sun has been conjunct with Mercury and what Kaipasa calls Black Moon Lilith, which has to do with the inner feminine, the dark side of the moon.
Karen, somebody needs to mute. They're talking in the background.
Hang on.
Yeah, so can somebody mute? I never could figure out how to do this group mute from here. Let me see if I can do a star six for the whole group. Yeah, that's just my mute. So I heard a couple mutes, but then it could be somebody muted. This is the problem. I'll try to figure it out. So we have a conjunction with Black Moon Lilith, which is the dark side of the feminine, or the unexpressed, the dark side of the moon, or the suppressed feminine, which with all this Leo, we're just coming into how can this unexpressed shadow feminine actually express herself and come into the light and be transformed. That's one of the biggest astrological configurations that we have influencing us at this time. And I love what Yogi Bhajan was saying, that he said in 1971, which was shortly after he got here, "O lords of the time, if you have created this world, create those environments where everybody's mother, sister, and every woman on this planet can live with grace, and there shall be no circumstances in which she has to sell her beauty, sell her body, sell her being, or sell her consciousness to exist on this planet." So I feel that we have had last 2,000 years of patriarchy, the Piscean Age, 26,000 years, according to Maya, since we lined up with the central sun, which is the direct access to conscious communication or new God frequency, so to speak, from the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, where our frequencies come through. It's been a long time since we've been lined up with the direct light of the sun. So we have a lot of what I feel, some of the chaos on the planet is just this suppressed feminine energy, love of the mother, love of the planet, just coming out, and just the frustrations and the feelings. I'm, you know, what was Robin Williams, as an example, picking up maybe for the whole planet that he felt so depressed about? So I think part of it is just acknowledging and owning this deep, dark sadness and depression that we're trying to transmute from emotion to devotion, from darkness to light, from sadness to joy. And so I think there's a lot of, those of us who are aware of that, it can be intense, can be a very daunting task. How are we going to change all of this? And especially when we feel a personally and we feel isolated, we're not part of a group like Dr. Lippmann's or, you know, even the groups even on the phone call. So I think people that feel isolated can get to really feeling overwhelmed and depressed by all this black moon limit, this suppressed feminine energy, this abused feminine energy, and again, not male-female, but feminine, mother energy, just really trying to come into the light, trying to get healed. So I feel, while there's a huge boost of healing wanting to happen, there's still a lot of fear and a lot of suppression going on the planet. How are we going to allow this healing to happen? There's those who want to stop us and threaten us and put that out on the airwaves. Oh, you're still going to get killed with the Ebola, you know, disease or whatever it happens to be. So it's really a push, a huge push-pull, a huge tug of war right now. So the Leo is just bringing this out. So how can we feel the central sun? How can we feel the new messages? How can we be in our heart and stay with the aligned with the sacred frequencies and not get discouraged, not give up like Robin Williams did? So so that's what, you know, we're kind of dealing with right now. We're seeing this angry feminine that, you know, inside all of us has not been allowed to totally express herself, not been allowed to totally be the Leo that she is, to express, to play, to dance, to sing her own or his own individual song, just be themselves. So this has been, this configuration has been moving through Leo for 9 months, and we still have it there through December. So we've got a few more months to really feel how we want to express ourselves and feel how the mother wants to express herself and get in alignment with the heart chakra on that. So I see that as the biggest astrological influence and challenge and maybe overwhelm at different times in ourselves, maybe overwhelm in others. So how we can get into just having a joyful experience in our bodies on the planet to get to feel safe, to get to feel happy, to get to feel like, wow, we can, the divine feminine can be safe to be on the planet. So we're just going to open the field for the divine feminine to be safe on the planet. So that's going to be, that's what I'm feeling is our intention, and I'm feeling this energy coming through from our master, from Yogi Bhajan, from the field right now. Just healing that, and almost like shedding tears and healing our hearts right now. So just breathe into that. I'm going to go ahead and do another call right now, just to start releasing some of the density, and we can move into kind of a lighter, happier mood. So breathe into that. And just clearing the field, breathing in, clearing the midline. Beautiful. Okay, that's lightening up. Okay, good. So we had a little, a little density to move through this. So just breathe. We can move into some lighter frequencies now. Beautiful. So, you know, another thing that we're releasing is just this, these belief systems of these religions being, trying to keep people, their minds trained a certain way. When we want to get, right now the healing is to receive the direct transmissions into our own heart chakras, receive the direct transmissions from the sun, from the central sun, so everybody can feel happy and joyful in their own bodies. We don't have to go the church on Sunday, like the Piscean age, to kind of get the truth from somebody outside of ourselves. So it's just receiving, moving into that, holding that frequency for everybody to receive the direct transmission. The Gur Prasad, the gift of the true guru, which is the personal, everybody's personal guru. So everybody's heart chakra is their own personal guru. And so this is what does everything for ourselves, within us and outside of us. Nobody else can make that connection for us. So this is what Guru Nanak was talking about when he talked about the Guru Prasad. Everybody gets the nectar. Everybody gets the gift directly, and it has to be experienced directly. So this direct transmission to heal the heart chakra, to heal the pain of this birthing, this divine feminine at this time, and leaving the old behind, so we can all receive the gift of that new frequency, the clearing, the cleansing, the purification. Good. Okay. So another thing that Fusion Club talks about is when we move into the densities on the planet, there's five layers of ether, the five densest layers. And the most dense layer is 3D, being in our bodies. And that's where we can experience the most dense layer, the most tangible layer, everything we see around us. And the next layer is the ether. And this is where the soul likes to hang out, in the ethers, the etheric field, the interface between the body and other layers. So when we're more light, sorry, when we have more lightness between the lighter frequencies of our soul, like when we chant the nod, then our soul can enter our bodies and play, and we can dance and feel light. That's the second layer, where the soul wants to hang out. And the third and the fourth layers, this is when people leave their bodies, they can move into that field, like in deep meditation, and just keep going and not come back. So it has to be, that's where there has to be a protection, so we don't just slip out of the bodies and not come back. And then the fourth layer of the ether is where we're just going and going and connecting with God. And then we move into the fifth layer, and that's when the soul can travel and move back into another incarnation. So the fourth layer is where we hang out between lifetimes. So what we're really going through is connecting with the first and second layer. So the first layer of the ether where we are 3D, the second layer where the soul can travel back and forth. So those are the two main frequencies that we're working with right now. And we're working to anchor our identity in the fourth layer of ether, but yet stay present in our bodies. So that's the configuration. So that's what Yogi Bhajan's working on configuring with us this week, anchoring in the the layer of ether where our soul hangs out with the physical body. So it's a reconfiguration. It's a kind of turning upside down. So he's anchoring that with us right now. Okay, I'm still connected. So just breathe into that. Breathe it, connecting with the earth, your feet, the crystalline frequency of the earth. Beautiful. Bring it up into your body. Legs, feet. Bring it up into your heart chakra. And up to your third eye. And connecting with your crown, connecting with the sun, all this Leo, and the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. And then let that connection go all the way down into your feet. So you're being reconfigured between these new frequencies of the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy and the crystal center of the earth. And we're working with the gift of that, the Ekankar, the gift. So we'll move into that gift and feel the gift right now and up-level the frequency and let go of some of this density. Move into the happy, playful Leo.
Thank you.
Go ahead and chant Gobinde Merkande for release. Move into the ecstasy of divine creation. Move into the second layer of density.
Thank you.
That's it. Exhale. And slowly come back. So the meditation, this mantra for the week is Ekankar Sadguru Prasad, receiving the gifts of the divine, receiving the gifts of the divine feminine, releasing the shadow, releasing the chaos, and moving into the Gobinde Mukunde, moving into the liberation, and moving from identifying with the lowest density or the most dense density of the etheric field to the second level, which is where the soul likes to hang out, the etheric field, the throat chakra. So Yogi Bhajan saying, if you can, chant Ekankar Sadguru Prasad this week, and he's working with helping us anchor in our soul's identity into connection with the physical body. So we get the first level and the second level of density are communicating more. Okay, great. So that's what we're doing this week. Yay! Thank you, everybody. And would anybody like to share, comment, smile, share anything they want at all for a couple minutes? We have a couple minutes left. Say hello. Say Sat Nam. Say Wahiguru.
Sat Nam, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. We can hear you.
Okay. Did you hear me before when I said to unmute everyone? You have to actually press star 5.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, I have to press star 5. Okay, I didn't know what the command was.
Yes.
I
star 5.
Okay, all right. Next time I'll do it. Okay, thanks.
Star 5, and then the person can unmute themselves. But if you still continue to hear noise, you press star 5 again. And then to unmute everyone, you press star 5 to unmute everyone. So that's pretty much all there is.
Okay, great.
Six star 5. Okay.
and for everybody else,
so you have special powers. It's only you that can do that.
I have special superpowers. Star 5
yes.
Superpowers.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Thank you, Satnam.
Thank you, Satnam Sensei. Anybody else like to share? About their own superpowers? We know what mine are now. Pressing star 5. Hey.
I just want to say thank you to Karen.
You're welcome.
Hey, Dudu.
Hi, Dudu. Thank you.
Always a blessing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's
all wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe touch priest is at work.
No, Tejpree is home. Maybe she can sing to us. Made a long time.
Oh, Tejpree, you want to sing Long Time Sun for us? You're home? We're ready. We're open. We're ready to receive your gift.
Can you see that?
I don't know. I heard her earlier, huh? Okay. Oh, well.
Yes, she is, but she's cutting off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She said it's raining there. Who knows? Maybe the cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can anybody hear me? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Okay, I'll start over.
May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on, guide your way. Guide your way on. Thank you, Dead Free.
Thank you, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you.
Good evening.